This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Illinois received excessive rain towards the end of last month, and flooding was reported throughout the state. That's according to the state crop report that was released yesterday. According to the report, statewide precipitation averaged 6.7 inches for the month of December, and that's 4.01 inches above normal. The average temperature was 40.6 degrees, and that's 10.8 degrees above normal. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 43% adequate and 57% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% short, 59% adequate, and 40% surplus. Winter wheat condition was rated 3% very poor, 12% poor, 27% fair, 48% good, and 10% excellent. A Japan Economics newspaper reports the 12 countries included in the Trans-Pacific Partnership seek to sign a formal agreement in February. Approval by countries such as the U.S. is needed for implementation of the deal. However, the 12 member nations must first formally sign the agreement. A signing ceremony is planned for next month in either New Zealand or the U.S. By signing the agreement, the member countries will determine the wording and then start domestic procedures for TPP ratification and approval. The United States is not expected to consider the trade pact until after the November elections at the earliest. Japan is expected to quickly approve the deal as the government session gets underway this week. Other countries such as South Korea, Thailand, Indonesia, and the Philippines have shown interest in joining the partnership once it's approved and in place by the current 12 member countries. The merger between Dow and DuPont means job losses in Delaware for DuPont employees. Bloomberg reports the company plans to reduce its workforce by 10% through the merger and will cut about 1,700 jobs early this year as it proceeds with the merger with Dow Chemical. When the merger with Dow was announced, DuPont said that it planned to cut its workforce of 63,000 by 10% and reduce cost by $700 million. DuPont Chief Executive Officer Ed Breen said in a letter to employees that the effect in Delaware will be significant, which reflects the urgent need to restructure our cost base and, as part of the effort, reduce our corporate overhead costs so that we can remain competitive. And we'll be back with more after these messages. Whether you live on or off the farm, you'll probably agree with me that cooking dinner and preparing meals can be pretty time-consuming. If you're in need of new ideas or new recipes, the Christian County Extension Office in Taylorville is hosting a class that could help you out. University of Illinois Extension nutrition and wellness educator Lisa Peterson has more.
I'll actually be teaching a class called Healthy Eating for Busy Families, and it's using a slow cooker. It's actually a series that I've brought in with Extension. I did one on freezer meals not too long ago, and this one focuses on doing a slow cooker because everybody's busy, and we want to be able to eat healthy while still being on the go. So this class that I'll be doing is actually on January 14th, and it'll be from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Extension office in Taylorville. The class basically covers everything you might ever ask about using a slow cooker. I talk about what exactly a slow cooker is, some of the features, the new designs that are coming out, some of the biggest advantages of using a slow cooker. I also go into detail about the different uses and different cooking strategies you can use. Some people actually can cook desserts in slow cookers, which they're not aware of. Also on how to put food into a slow cooker. We talk a little bit about the method for which you do it. And also adapting recipes. A lot of people don't know you can take in the recipe that was once put in an oven and you can actually put it into a slow cooker. So I give out handouts on that. I give out a lot of recipes, a big recipe packet with this class. I also talk about classes we call dump recipes or freezer meals that get put into a slow cooker. And I talk about some of the big food safety tips for that. One of the biggest things that I can address right now is I get often asked about taking frozen chicken and putting it into a slow cooker, and it is always recommended to thaw that chicken in the refrigerator before putting it into a slow cooker. Because just because it looks done, most of the time if you temp it, it's not reaching that temperature it needs to be safe. Then we also go through a lot of the cleaning, how to clean your slow cooker, and some food safety. And this class also provides, I think I do about two or three different types of recipes that I make and that I provide samples for. And then everybody, of course, takes home the recipe as well.
Participants are not required to bring anything to the workshop. All they need to do is pay the $10 registration fee and show up.
Yep, just pay the registration fee and show up. And they can either call the extension office or the registration is available on our website, on the U of I extension website online. But yeah, I provide plenty of resources as well. So if you are looking for maybe more options, if you're trying to think of other ideas for using your slow cooker, this time of year is perfect for it because we're just getting into that really cold weather where we're able to use, instead of using our oven, we can use a lot less electricity but still have that wonderful smell as you walk into the house after a long day of work.
Lisa also noted that the workshop will be beneficial not only for cooking family meals but for individual meals as well.
Exactly. It's not just for families, and a family could just be one person, which is absolutely fine. This is great for people who need to cook on a smaller amount of food, and it's easy. It's something that doesn't require a lot of work. We always joke about throwing things into a slow cooker and then forgetting about it for 6 to 12 hours, and that's the beauty of a slow cooker is that you can leave it for a good amount of time and let the food just simmer, and you're actually not supposed to lift the lid of a slow cooker anyway when it's cooking, so just go on with your day.
Registration for the workshop is online, and if you'd like more information, you can call the Christian County Extension Office at 217-287-7246.
The registration is online. We do have a small fee, a $10 fee with it, mainly to cover the cost of food supplies and the prints that we provide. But other than that, I am more than happy to answer any questions. They can call the Extension Office in Christian County at 217-287-7246. Or they can email me directly at lap5981@illinois.edu.
Lisa Peterson, nutrition and wellness educator for the University of Illinois Extension in Christian, Macoupin, Montgomery, and Jersey counties. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.